Looks like it's straight up 10:30 by my watch, so we'll begin. Appreciate each one that's here this morning. Appreciate our visitors. We want you to take part and hope that you get a blessing today. Let's start our singing service in the gray book, as we called it, and we'll start with number 82 and uplift a number called Heaven's Jubilee, 82. Sounding good. Turn over one page to number 84.
Thank you. you, Miss Carolyn, for the good playing. Brother Sam, for the good songs this morning. Thankful everybody has been singing out this morning on the songs today. It's good to see each and every one out today, and I appreciate your being here today. Always glad to have our visitors that are with us today, and we're always thankful for them. And we just pray that you would please pray for these services today is what I would ask you to do. I'm going to give you a little portion of a sermon I heard this week, and basically it was a question that was asked in the service. And before I ask the question, well, let me go ahead and ask the question. How long has it been since you saw someone in the Spirit of God so much that they glowed? Have you ever noticed that about people when they really get in the Spirit of God, that they'll kind of have a little bit of a glow to it? Most of the time when we see that, it's when that a person just gets saved. You know, they'll have that brightness to them and such as that. But how long has it been since you saw someone have a glow about you, about that person in a church service? It is a wonderful thing to see. Now, I know we're all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed this morning, as the old saying goes, but the thought that I want you to think about is being so much in the Spirit that you have a glow to you. Now, when he brought it up, I related it to what they said about Moses, and I think he did too. But Moses, when he came down out of the mountain, his face shone so much that the people really couldn't comprehend it so much. I think we would say they couldn't stand it enough so much. They put a veil over his face to cover it. And you think about that. Really, Moses had been with the Lord so much in that day, in those days right there, that his face shone. How long has it been since you've shone is my question. That's one of the things that he was bringing out in his message the other night. We're thankful to see each and every one out today. I'm going to take care of Children's Church this morning. And so, kids, we'll come right over here from Brother Sam's side today. Come ahead. Come ahead. My goodness. Come on, kids. Anybody else? I can use a few others. I'll even take some big kids. I'm talking about my size. Y'all couldn't get up out of the steps, could you? All right, kids. I got a little story for you today. Heard this story back a few years ago, and I had forgotten about it until the other day. But I thought it would fit our lesson. There was a time when, you know what an eagle is, don't you? Big old bird. They put their nest up high, don't they? Well, there was a pair of eagles. They laid eggs in their nest. Well, they had the four eggs up there. And what happened was there was a great big gust of wind. And it shook the tree so hard that that one of the eggs fell out of the nest. Well, you'd think, well, when it hit the ground, it would have busted, but it didn't. It kind of went down through the leaves and everything, and it softened the blow. So when it hit the ground, it did not crack the egg. Then it got down to, it was right on the edge of a large mountain, and it got to rolling, and it rolled down the mountain so fast that it went all the way to the bottom and never did break. Well, when it got to the bottom, there was a farmhouse right there, and they had chickens. Any of y'all got chickens? Nobody got chickens? You want some chickens? Okay. Well, they had some chickens there, and they seen the egg, and they said, well, we got to take care of this egg. It's not one of ours, but we're going to take care of it. So one of the old mother hens, she said, I'll take care of that egg. So she sat on it, and she took care of it. And after a little while, out popped this little baby eagle. Well, that baby eagle, he got in there and he was raised by the old mother hen and all the other chickens in the yard. You know what he did? He got to thinking he was a chicken. He was an eagle, but he was a chicken in his mind. Now, do y'all ever use the thought? Let me back up. Let me go back to my story first before we get there. But there was one day when that little baby eagle, he got up there big and he was out there in the barnyard with all the other chickens and he was pecking at the ground and he looked up and he saw three or four eagles soaring around. And he thought, boy, I sure would like to fly like that. Well, he said it out loud and everybody made fun of him. They said, you can't fly, you're a chicken. We don't fly like that. He said, it'd be nice to fly like them, so they laughed at him again. Well, it went on, and finally that eagle that thought he was a chicken, he died, never flying, never soaring. Okay, y'all still use the term, if you're afraid of something, that you're a chicken? Y'all still use that? Kind of? Okay. The idea is, a lot of times, people will say, you're a big chicken if you don't do this. Okay. Now, you remember, I've been talking about the different ones in the Bible that were young people. And they were doing things for God, even though they were young. Now, I want you to think about, I talked about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego here a couple weeks ago. But Daniel was a young man who stood up before the king just saying, I can tell you your dream. Now, I don't have the ability to interpret dreams. I don't dream very much myself. But he knew he had a blessing of God that he could interpret a dream. Now, what I'm trying to get over to you today is, whenever God calls you to do something, now, some of your cases is you've got to get saved. And so don't be a chicken. You can soar right to God by trusting in Him and believing in Him. For you that have been saved, don't be a chicken when God calls on you. And then you may say, well, I'm not called. Brother Stewart uses that term a lot of times. I'm not called to do this. Yeah, you are. God's got a place for you to do something. Sometimes you may be in school and somebody's having a really bad day and they're looking at things in a very bad way and you hear them and you say, I can't do anything. God's got something for you to do, and sometimes it may not be any more than reaching around and holding them and saying, God loves you. That's a big thing for a lot of people. And you can make them believe that. Now, there'll be other people around you and say, you don't want to do that. In your mind, you may say, I don't want to do that. Don't be a chicken, is what I'm saying. Soar like the eagles. That's what God intended for you to do, is to soar, fly high, win the battles that are out there. Don't pay attention to all those other chickens that are out there that are trying to keep you from serving God. Be an eagle. Soar high. That's my lesson today. I'll let you go. Maybe some of the younger ones didn't understand it. You're already an eagle. I agree. I can believe you are an eagle. I can already agree. I believe she will be an eagle. She is already an eagle. Actually, every one of us is an eagle. And we just got to get out of the mindset that we're raised as chickens. And I think most of us older ones remember that dare. You know, somebody say, you do that. If you don't do this, you're a chicken. That was a nice way of putting it, but... The idea is, let's be eagles and let's fly high for God. Good to see everybody out today. We want to go to the Lord in prayer. Does anybody have a prayer request on your heart this morning? Appreciate everybody being out here today, and we're going to go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to remember Brother Key, Sister Nettie. We need to remember her. Remember Sister Barbara Davenport, and I'm fixing to forget somebody. I know who I am. So y'all going to have to help me out here. But those three are three that was on my mind. Brother Sonny and Sister Linda, we need to remember them. Sister Linda is fixing to have hip surgery. We need to remember her. She's having trouble with her insurance. We need to pray for that. You might say, well, our prayers can't help that. If you pray like you're an eagle and not a chicken, it can happen. So let's pray for her on that. I've been talking to her lately, and we need to remember her in these circumstances that she's in. Somebody else have a prayer request on your heart? Am I forgetting somebody? I'm sure I am. Yeah, Brother James. Let's do remember Royce Gregory in our prayers with his tumor on his spine. Somebody else got a prayer request on your heart? Yeah. Yeah. Let's remember this family. It was a house fire that two children died in. And so do remember them in your prayers. Somebody else? Thankful for each and every one being here today. We want to go to the Lord in prayer. I'll ask you to always pray for me that if it's the Lord's will that I stand today, that I'll say what the Lord would have me to say. So you pray for me today. And let's ask the Lord just to help one another today. Remember, look for the glow of God in people's faces. Look for the glory of God today, and pray that you will see it. That was one of the things that brother didn't bring out, is how you can see it, and that is desiring to seek it, see that glow, desiring to see people rejoice in the Lord. Let's be prayerful for that effect today. Good to see everyone here today. We'll call on one to start our prayer. If there's no other prayer request, yeah. Yes, that's true. Yes. Let's do remember Sister Carla's mother. Didn't know she was back in the hospital. We do want to remember her in our prayers. Let's also remember our military people. That's something we always ought to be praying for, is our military people. Probably one of the things I fail on as much as anything is praying for them. But so let's be prayerful for them and pray that the Lord will help them in these times. No doubt many of them don't know the Lord, and they're in harm's way all the time. We need to be praying for them. First of all, they'll be kept safe. But if they're not going to be kept safe, that they'll make peace with God before they do hit that place. Somebody else? Yes. Yes, ma'am. Appreciate that, Miss Debbie. Let's do remember her three grandsons that is he in the Navy? Lord help. I pray the Lord will bring him home safely. He did my daddy. My daddy wasn't saved when he was in the Navy. But he got home after he got married. He come to church, and he ended up getting saved. It wasn't that he wasn't brought up to get saved. He just never had gotten to that place. So that young man could do the same thing. But let's remember her three grandchildren that needs to be saved. Somebody else. Thankful to have everyone here today. Let's be prayerful for our service. And we just ask that you would please pray for me also. Brother Tom, would you lead us in prayer, please?
Number 58. One of my favorites in this book, number 58.
Thank you.
Sister Heather? Everybody follow the Lord. When we follow the Lord, His name gets lifted up. So let's follow Him today.
I don't know about tomorrow. I just live from day to day. I don't borrow from its sunshine, for its skies may turn to gray. I don't worry o'er the future, for I know what Jesus said, and today what is ahead. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand. I don't know about tomorrow. It may bring me poverty, but the one who holds the sparrow is the one who stands by me. And the path that be my portion may be through the flame or flood, but His presence goes before me, and I'm covered with His blood. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but
thankful for Sister Heather singing that song. Anybody else have something on your heart? Amen. Bless you, Miss Sandy. Let me throw one thing in here with that. Kind of been on my mind different times today with Sunday school and everything, but one of the things about serving the Lord, why do you come to church? Do you come to church because, well, it's Sunday, I'm supposed to go? Or do you go to church because you love the Lord? Remember what Jesus asked Peter? He said, Peter, lovest thou me more than these? Now, I'm of the opinion what he was looking at was what Peter had been fishing with. That's what I'm of the opinion he was doing. He said, you love me more than these? He said, yea, Lord. Then the Lord turned around. Peter, lovest thou me? Why, yes, Lord, you know I love you. A little bit later, the Lord said again, Peter, do you love me? He was a little bit aggravated then. He answered, yea, Lord, you know I love you. And again, he told him to feed my sheep. Peter had strayed away. How many of us have strayed away? How many of us is having trouble feeling something today in our heart, feeling our salvation in our heart today? How many of us is having trouble with that? Are you? Think about it. If you'd like to be able to testify to God's goodness, love the Lord. If you want to be a shining light to somebody, love the Lord. Don't do it out of obligation. You come to church because you want to. And you're going to get a great big blessing out of it. I'll hush. Somebody else got a word on your heart. Word of testimony, anything. Bless Brother Randall and them, son. He not saved. Grown man. Before didn't want nobody praying for him in case you didn't hear him. But now he says, y'all pray for me. That Lord's working on him. And that's a good thing. I think I've told this story right quick. This came to my mind. And we had an old member down in Florida, Brother Earl. He'd tell the story that he went to a revival meeting at a church at an old schoolhouse. And he said, I had a strong burden to go talk to a man during the service. And he said, I went back there and that man told him, he said, I don't want any part of your religion. I don't want nothing to do with it. So just go on your way. Brother Earl said, do I understand that you don't want to be saved? And he said, you're exactly right. And he said, well, I'll pray that you go to hell then. Strong statement, right? He said the next day, the next night, he said that man was standing at the corner of the building, and he said, when I got out of the car, the man motioned for me to come to him. And he said, I went prepared with my fist, because he said, I'd said a mighty strong thing to him. But he said, when I got there, tears welled up in his eyes, and he said, brother, don't pray that way for me. He said, pray that I'll get saved. Lord works in mysterious ways. I don't believe Brother Earl had that plan. That just came out. That's God's work. So let's remember, always pray. Even if we find somebody that says they don't want any part to do with God, you pray for them. If he gives you the right word to say, he'll give it to you. You just speak what he has for you. Somebody else got a word on your heart. Been good to be in the house of the Lord today. Glad you all was here. Glad to have our visitors with us. If it's your first time, and I think there's a few first-timers with us today, I hope you enjoyed what God gave you today. And I pray that you will just take it home and just enjoy it. Rehash it in your mind. Rehash the testimonies. Rehash the joy of hugging one another and shaking hands with one another and good fellowship. Enjoy all of that again and again. God will let you do that. Remember the good songs that you sung. Remember the words of them. And just call that to your mind. It'll bless you again if you'll let it. Just keep that on your heart tonight. Today, tonight, and the rest of the next week. Anybody else got anything on your heart? In the waves of announcements, in the coming weeks, we're going to be real busy coming up. We've got a lot of different services that are coming up for Christmas and such, so we'll be now announcing them as we go on. But I want to encourage everyone to come out Wednesday night to our Bible study. The kids are practicing their Christmas program now, and we as the adults, we're studying the doctrine that Jesus taught. So come and take a listen to God's Word. One of the best things you can do, and I'm not making this mandatory by no means, but one of the best things you can do is study what Jesus taught, and it'll help you. It will. It'll help you. So come enjoy this Bible study. We eat beforehand. You'll enjoy the food. You'll enjoy talking to one another. Just come and enjoy everything about the service. We eat at 5:30. We have our Bible study at 6:30. Be prayerful for it. Come back next Sunday. Our Sunday school is at 9:30. If you don't usually come to Sunday school, I would urge you to come. Boy, we had a good lesson in here today. It's good for us to hear these things. I'm sure they had good lessons back in the back also. Keep that in mind. Come and learn about God. It'll lift your spirits is what it'll do. Keep these announcements on your heart. Look forward to the coming days that we may enjoy the presence of God in the midst of us. Anybody else have another word on your heart before we go? Okay. Thank you, Sister Sarah. She's doing a good work with them. Somebody said the other day that Sister Sarah is doing a good work and that the kids are paying more attention to her than they would to some of the others. And I appreciate her efforts today. Somebody else? Any other announcements? Yeah, church Christmas dinner is that day too. It'll be completely catered, best I remember. If you want to bring a dessert, please do. If you don't want to bring a dessert, just come and eat and enjoy one another's presence. Anything else? Appreciate everybody being here today. Brother Colton, will you dismiss us, please?